Yeah.
Why is it, do you think, that you haven't heard hardly anything from Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton about the whole immigration thing? I mean, the silence is deafening from the
busy.
NAACP.
They're busy. They're busy. The Reverend Dax is in New Orleans. He's leading a big march there tomorrow. The march is, what is it called? The March for the Right to Return, a Protected Vote in Reconstruction. He's trying to, they got problems down in New Orleans. They don't have voter base. And Sharpton's working on a New Orleans deal, too. He's trying to figure out how he can get involved in a deal down there at Duke with a lacrosse team supposedly, you know, raped some hoes.
But I don't think they're very happy about all of this.
That has a possibility down there. Duke thing's got a possibility of being a Tawana Brawley situation. And Sharpton's got a balance. Can he afford another one of those as his life's going on? New Orleans is a big deal to him. But I'm going to tell you something. You'll see these guys, at some point they will get involved because when Ted Kennedy calls it a new civil rights movement, that's Jesse Jackson's turf. He owns it. So, yeah. Anyway, I got to run here because of the constraints of time out there. Eric, a great, great question. Exotic dancer. Okay, so whatever happened, you know what it is down there at Duke. You watch what happens in that. It's Open Line Friday, and I am Rush Limbaugh, America's anchorman, and your host for life. This is AB from Bryan, Texas. Hello, AB. Great to have you with us.
Rush, did you just call those young ladies hoes on the nationally syndicated program?
Yes.
Do you know something about them that perhaps we don't know?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you
did? Hang on. What did you say there, AB?
I said, because if they are hoes, that means that they can still, you can do to them whatever you want?
Nope.
Well, why would you call them hoes?
Well, because I'm running on fumes today, AB, and I felt terrible about it, and I knew somebody was going to call and give me a little grief, so I'm taking the occasion of your call to apologize for it. It was a terrible slip of the tongue. I'm sorry, but it wasn't the worst one that has been said recently. Do you know who Keanu Reeves is?
Yeah, I know who he's an actor.
Well, he's an actor. He's an actor. And what was he doing? He was the Women Against Domestic Violence group was already in a dither because Keanu Reeves told an interviewer he learned something filming a rape scene with Hilary Swank for a movie called The Gift. And he said was what he learned, some of these ladies don't mind it.
Okay.
He said he learned that in a rape scene. So, you know, I'm not the worst offender.
I'm
looking at this case down there at Duke, AB, and there's some things about it, some inconsistencies. You got some timeline differentiations and matriculations and so forth. But it was terrible slip of the tongue, and I'm terribly sorry.
I was hoping that your animosity for Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton wasn't your motivation for calling them hoes.
No, they have nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. But it definitely offended me to hear you say that on the national program, the world's largest, as you say.
Yeah.
But maybe you should take half your brain from behind your back next time.
You know, I'm thinking what I ought to do, AB, is something that I used to do in the early days of this program, and that is spank myself.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work. The apology would be good.
Well, you want me to apologize again?
No, I'm saying the apology was good.
I regret that you heard me say it.